several years ago.
Came this way, Mr. Doggett?
Sure as I can be, and that's damn sure, boy.
You wanna turn back? Be a good idea. Tracking a killer ain't nobody's idea of fun in good weather, and we got a storm almost sitting in our laps.
I'll stick it out to the end, Mr. Doggett!
If you're worried about the money you paid me, boy, I'll give half of it back.
I'm not worried about the money, Mr. Doggett. I just want to watch you work.
'Cause somebody told you I'm the best bounty hunter in Alaska. Ain't that what you said?
Best tracker and bounty hunter, Mr. Doggett. The only man who has a prayer of bringing Thomas Woodley in alive.
I ain't making no guarantees about the alive part, boy. Tom ain't gonna lay down and whimper once we catch up to him.
He hears the snap. The mini sonic boom a high-powered rifle slug makes as it breaks the sound barrier. And even before he hears the sound of the shot itself booming through the mountains, he knows that Willie Doggett is dead, and that the killer is above them on the cliffside, and that the next bullet will be aimed at him.
You like that, Bruce Wayne? How I killed old Willie? Easy kill, and yours will be easier. 'Cause you a city boy, and city boys die easy. Oh, I heard about you coming from Gotham, paying Willie to let you dog his tracks, talking that fool into coming after me, refusing to carry a gun. Gonna gut shoot you, city boy. You ever see a gut shot? Take you hours to die.
Huh?
He is instantly numbed. How could the man hit that hard from that position? For an instant, the world recedes, and when it rushes back, there is no air.
Forget about the gut shot. Gonna choke you till you're out. Then I gonna cut you.
I didn't mean for him to die. He didn't scream. He fell without a sound. He took my pack and parka with him. It's cold. Probably 30 below. 50 with the wind chill. I have no food. No matches, no radio or flares, and very little clothing. I'm somewhere in North Alaska. The nearest village is a day's trek away. The storm will hit soon. I can't climb down to get my gear. Without ropes and pitons, I wouldn't have a chance. So I go up. I should pray for a miracle. I haven't believed in miracles since my parents died. It's cold. Cold is the enemy. It blots strength and numbs the will to survive. They say that someone in this situation should keep moving, but I'm tired. And I can't think anymore. And I can't care anymore. Dreaming, remembering and dreaming, and remembering. But is this a dream? Am I dreaming these faces looking down at me? Am I dreaming this? This giant bat? It speaks in a voice like stone.
Hear me, for now I tell the tale of the healing. In the days when the world was young, Raven grew sick with the ghost sickness. Soon, it would die. Bat did not want to see his friend Raven die. What can I do to make the ghost sickness flee? He asked.
You must cause a great wind to blow it away, said Raven.
But I am only a rodent, said Bat. I cannot cause wind to blow.
Then I will die, said Raven.
No, said Bat. I will do what I must.
With a great effort, he stretched out his fingers. The skin between his fingers also stretched. When his fingers and skin were as wide as the widest leaves, he fanned them over Raven, causing a great wind. Soon, the ghost sickness was blown away and Raven stood. "Thank you, friend Bat," said Raven. "As a reward, I will let you keep the form you have taken. You alone of all the ground animals will be able to fly." And thus it was. And thus it is to this day.
Am I still dreaming? A human face under the bats. A mask beneath the mask.
He is asleep again, but the fever broke. He will live.
Where am I?
A trapper's cabin on Otter Ridge.
I remember. Not far from the Arctic Circle. What happened?
My family and I were tending our traps. We heard shots. We found you in the snow. You were very sick. Pneumonia and wounds. You almost died.
But I didn't. I guess I have you to thank for that.
Not me. Him. My grandfather. He is our tribal shaman. Medicine man.
He had drugs? Antibiotics?
No, he had the old ways.
Well, whatever he did, thank him for me.
He wishes no thanks. You will be well enough to travel in a few days.
But a week passes before I can go it alone.
No, you do not yet have your strength. I will accompany you as far as the village. My grandfather has a request to make of you.
Name it. Anything money can buy.
No money. When you lay ill, he told you a story. You and the other man.
Something about a bat.
Then you do remember. The request is, do not ever repeat the story to anyone. It is sacred to our tribe. We believe it is part of the healing process. You are the first outsider to hear it.
You said we believe. Does that include you? I mean, you're young, bright.
You recovered, did you not?
Sure, because you got me warm and gave my body's natural defenses a chance. Don't get me wrong, I'm grateful. But surely you can't really think a story and a mask have any real power to cure.
Can't I? This is as far as I go.
Look, why don't you come to Gotham City? I'll send you airfare and...
No, I would not be happy there.
Welcome home, Master Bruce.
Thank you, Alfred.
How long will we be staying this time? Long enough to get our bags unpacked?
I'm back for good. Travels are done, at least for the foreseeable future. I'm ready to begin.
I shall refrain from celebration until I know what you are ready to begin. A package of books arrived yesterday from London.
Some old stuff on criminology I picked up on Charing Cross Road. A Treatise on the Criminal Mind by Sir Maxwell Floppy. Listen to this. Criminals are a cowardly and superstitious lot.
Sheer poetry. When I catch my breath, I shall begin dinner. Meanwhile, I shall breathlessly consign this ill-smelling garment to the incinerator.
No, have it cleaned and put it away. I'm going out for a while.
Not, I trust, to the governor's ball. Those garments are more appropriate to the East End.
Good guess.
Master Bruce, you have spent 12 years preparing for what you are about to do. I will not attempt to dissuade you. But I beseech you, be careful.
Careful? Not exactly. Not tonight. Picking a fight with a pimp on his turf isn't careful. Nor is decking a tough hooker named Selena Kyle. Nor is getting stuck in front of a cop with a gun and the wrong idea of who the bad guy is. A careful man would have let a lawyer spring him, not wreck a police car. A couple of uniforms and about a dozen laws escaping. To say my debut as a crime fighter was inauspicious would be like saying Sitting Bull was impolite to Custer at the Little Big Horn. What's this? A Treatise on the Criminal Mind. Yeah, sure. Tell me all about it, Sir Maxwell Floppy. Criminals are a cowardly and superstitious lot. shall become a bat.
Master Bruce, apparently your venture into the East End did not go well. I shall summon a doctor.
No, just tell me a story.
Feeling a bit better today, are we?
Only because I couldn't possibly feel worse than I did last night. What's on the agenda?
Wayne Foundation business. You have funded research into ballistics, shrapnel incendiary bombs, nerve gas, rare poisons, plastic explosives and, my favourite, assassination techniques of the Calcutta Thugies. Not campaigning for the Nobel Peace Prize this year, are we?
Just stuff I'm interested in. Ugh.
May I observe that unless you finance gentler pursuits, you will become known as Gotham's answer to Attila the Hun?
Such as?
Let's look at the possibilities. Here's a chap who needs money to prove that Shakespeare was really twin pygmies. Female, of course. What else? Astrological volleyball, nude skiing, macrame spittoons, Indians of northern Alaska.
That's the one. The Indian one. Who's doing that?
A Dr. Madison Spurlock of the university's anthropology department.
I'll see him tomorrow.
You have nothing on for tonight.
Yes, I do. If it's ready.
It is. Impressive, if I do say so myself.
You did a fine job, Alfred. I'll return before daybreak.
If you return at all, in the event that I have to blot you up from the pavement, where will I be going?
Leslie Tompkins Free Clinic. It's been robbed 3 times in the last month. Once, the punks hurt Leslie. They'll regret that.
Don't have any more drugs. I'll give you what money I've got.
You just bet you will, old lady.
Ain't enough! We take this pretty little thing, too. That way, we don't have nothing to put in our arms. We still have some laughs.
Then we give her to the chubala.
Please, she's pregnant.
That's okay. We ain't got nothing against mamas. Don't follow us, old lady.
But she's sick.
You don't hear so good.
You have a choice. You can crawl on your bellies and plead for her forgiveness. That's the first choice. The second is, I hurt you. Choose one. Choose the second.
I ain't afraid.
It's not like last night.
No!
Tonight, he's not awkward, uncertain. Ah! Tonight, he does not have to remember his training.
Back off, or I'll blow her brains out.
Why do you think I care? Tonight, he knows what to do.
Where'd he go?
Did you see?
Yeah. Yeah. Let me alone.
Tell them. Tell everyone. All the punks, junkies, gunsels, enforcers, all the wise guys, leg breakers, muscle boys. Tell them they're finished. Tell them the streets belong to the Batman.
Was all that necessary? All that violence?
We live in a sick city. You cure your way, Doctor, and I'll cure mine.
Chubala! Don't hurt me. Don't come near.
You have nothing to fear from me, miss. Give me the knife.
It went through her heart. She's dead.
Yes, but why? It is stifling in here. Hot, humid. The air thick with smoke and scented with something cloyingly sweet. The drumbeat is low and steady. The voices drone. In the shadows, there is movement. And for an instant, the drone falters.
You hear something, Al? Yeah, Jimmy, I heard something. The wind. It's cold.
I don't think it was the wind. It sounded like a scream. I say we bust in there.
Yeah, couple off-duty cops busting into a private residence without probable cause.
What you're talking? Private residence? That ain't no residence. That's a deserted tenement and probable cause. We seen a dozen skells go in there. Some of them we recognize as known felons. And that's our probable cause.
Then we call for backup.
Look, you want to keep pounding a beat all your life? Fine for you. Me, I want to make a detective. And the way to do that is a big bust without anybody else around to take credit.
I'm going in. You coming?
Yeah, because I'm crazy. I'm coming. Locked.
So we open it.
What the hell? It's a voodoo club?
Freeze!
You with the blade. Drop it!
You killed them, Chubala?
I said, drop it!
I warned you!
I had to do it. He was gonna stick me.
But he...
He's dead!
Oh, hello, Captain Gordon!
Bruce Wayne, what brings you to this neck of the woods?
Sometimes I just cruise the city, savoring its diversity. What's the event?
Police business. Couple of bodies, both burned and both mutilated. Hearts cut out.
Ghastly. Any suspects?
No, but we have a possible ID on one. A cop named Al Kelly. A partial car found his partner, Jimmy Fong, wandering around with a knife in him last night. Poor guy's in Gotham Central, in bad shape. Keeps muttering something about Chubala.
Oh?
I have a gut feeling that it has something to do with the drug problem. Almost everything does these days. If we don't get a handle on it, Gotham will be a war zone in 5 years, as will every other major American city.
I say you are wrong, James Gordon. I say there is an evil spirit abroad, a demon, I say, degrading our bodies and corrupting our minds and damning our souls.
That's right, Reverend. I've heard you say that. Bruce Wayne, meet the Reverend Tobias Micah, once Toby Michaels, pickpocket. Now the pastor of the Church of the Celestial Servants. He received his calling while doing time upstate.
You mock me, James Gordon?
Not really, Toby. Actually, I think you might be doing some good. Matter of fact, sometimes I look at the crime statistics and the human flotsam clogging our legal system. The so-called public servants with their hands out. The hunger, the poverty, and the squalor. And I think you might be right about the demon.
There is hope for you, James Gordon.
Back in Sunday school, I was taught there is hope for everyone.
Amen.
Well, I wish you both the best of luck. I'll see you at the reception tonight, Captain.
The commissioner says be there, so I'll be there. Maybe.
Sometimes I just cruise the city, savoring its diversity. I'm curious, would you consider that a bold lie?
Not exactly. More like a fuzzy lie. We do cruise the city, savoring the calls on the police band. Same thing, almost.
Indeed. And crude petroleum is almost the same thing as cooking oil.
Did you hear what Gordon said about the cop in the hospital? Fong.
That he mutters, Chubala?
Yes, that's what the girl said 6 months ago. The girl I rescued from those street punks.
The one who then stabbed herself to death? That has tormented you ever since.
Because it doesn't make sense! She was safe! She had nothing to fear!
Obviously, she did not agree. Shall we continue cruising and savoring?
No. We've just got enough time for me to change into a tux, pick up Ms. Hackley, and get to the reception at the Gotham Arms. Your dress is lovely, Theodora.
This old rag? I've had it simply forever. Is my hair all right?
It's fine, Theodora.
You're sure?
Mr. Wayne.
Ah, Dr. Spurlock, the hero of the day. Dr. Madison Spurlock, meet Theodora Hackley.
Delighted.
Dr. Spurlock is with the Anthropology Department of the University. He's just back from the wilds of Alaska.
Charmed.
Where he did, what I'm told, is fantastic work on some of the local Indian tribes.
Which I could not have done without funding from the Wayne Foundation.
Tell me, Doctor, did you learn any good stories while you were up north?
tribal tales you mean. I'm afraid not. They're very close-mouthed. Consider their stories sacred. The only one I know is the one you yourself told me. You never did reveal how you heard that.
And what have we here? Trophies?
A few items I was able to buy from the tribe. Masks, mostly. This is particularly interesting. It's a bat mask used by the shaman in healing rituals.
But what good is it? It's not like penicillin or something. It's just a lot of superstition.
Perhaps. But by studying these superstitions, Miss Hackley, we may learn who we are.
I darn well know who I am. I'm Theodora Hackley.
A lovely lady suffering, I think, from boredom.
Well, a little.
Then we shall have to remedy that. Congratulations, Doctor. You'll be hearing from me.
I am counting on it.
Mr. Wayne, I'm Bennett Young.
Oh, yes. The graduate student who accompanied Dr. Spurlock on his field trip to Alaska.
I just wanted to say thanks.
Bennett, don't you have to check on the relics?
Yes, sir. Dr. Spurlock.
Nice fellow.
A bit pushy. Oh, Mr. Wayne, I've taped one of the Elizabeth Ransom television shows. It will be rerun tomorrow if you haven't caught it.
I shall be riveted to the tube, Doctor.
Leaving already, Wayne? The night is young.
It sure is.
She is lovely. Dim but lovely. Lucky devil, that Wayne.
I wonder.
Would you care to come in, Bruce? It's only 10:30. I've got some champagne and we could get better acquainted.
That is, without any doubt whatsoever, the nicest invitation I've had all year, dear Theodora. But I have the most taxing day you can imagine tomorrow. I had really better get home. Good night.
Call me?
Improvement, nurse?
I'm afraid not. He keeps babbling.
I've heard. Keep a close watch on him and wake me if there's any change.
Tubala, human sacrifice.
Human sacrifice? Interesting.
You see?
Who is it?
What is it?
Good evening, gentlemen. Come to pay a call on Officer Fong? Visiting hours are over.
I don't want no part of this.
We ain't got no choice.
We gotta waste him.
I suggest you drop your weapons and surrender yourselves to the police. I suggest that very strongly. If you refuse...
Get him! Ow!
It can end now.
No! I'll be next! No!
You won't die tonight. Maybe tomorrow.
Pull over. There, by the hospital.
I see.
Okay, how do you figure this?
I don't figure, I just call in.
Was our sojourn fruitful, Master Bruce?
Quite fruitful, Alfred. I met a trio of lowlifes who planned to murder Fong.
I trust they were properly chastised.
I gave them a severe talking to, and I checked their pockets before depositing them. I found a total of $80,000 in large bills, several packets of what looks like heroin, and an identification card. The first items might tie this human sacrifice business to the city's drug problem, but the last interests me most. The name on it is Lucas Wilson. Recognize it, Alfred?
Wilson. Wasn't that the name of the girl who killed herself? Tina Wilson?
Right the first time. I'll be in the lab. It's heroin, all right?
If I may say so, Master Bruce, I doubt your great-grandfather intended this room for the use to which you are putting it when he built the manor. I do believe you've splashed sulfuric acid on the Chippendale table. Personally, I prefer to use lemon pledge. Well... What's a priceless antique in the pursuit of science?
My feelings exactly. But we will have to set up somewhere less conspicuous.
Are we going to watch television? Jack LaLanne, perhaps?
No, Madison Spurlock is on the educational channel.
You may be the only man in Gotham whose television is in the workroom.
Where else?
A story told me by one of the elder tribesmen, Elizabeth. It's about how the bat got his wings. Happened when he was fanning fever away from the raven.
No Indian told him that. I did. and I have reason to believe I'm the only white man who's ever heard it from the source.
Is that significant?
Maybe not. Probably not. But it tells us that the good Dr. Spurlock does not count scrupulous honesty among his virtues. We'll call on him tomorrow.
Thank you for bailing us out.
Yeah, that jail man was Bummer City.
You have failed.
Hey, we told you. He's a bad man.
Where'd he go?
He strangled him?
Yeah.
He died quickly. If you fail again, you will not.
It'll do, Alfred. As you said, my Batman gear is outgrowing the space available in the manor. But down here, I could put in a full-size lab, a gym, files, maybe some of that computer equipment I've been investigating.
And a reflecting pool, perhaps? The one at the Taj Mahal is nice. I suppose this is the source of the bat that smashed through the window the night you decided on your new identity. How long have you known about this cavern?
Since I was 4. I fell through a hole in the yard, landed here, scared me stupid. I was a basket case by the time Dad found me. Funny how things come together. Bats, fear, darkness, my father. Almost as if the elements beyond my control were conspiring to make me what I am.
It certainly defies logic.
No, it defies any logic we understand. There's a difference.
Always the rationalist, eh, Master Bruce?
Come on, we've got a busy day ahead.
More cruising and savoring?
No, today we're a bit more structured. We'll visit.
The telephone.
I'll get it. Hello?
Bennett Young here, sir. I've got to talk to you about Dr. Spurlock. I'm at the Gotham Arms exhibit.
I'll be there at 3, Bennett. First, though, we'll stop at police headquarters.
Shine 'em. Shine 'em up. Shine 'em up, Captain. Put a shine on them shoes.
I haven't got time.
You had time on that bridge when the man on the bicycle helped save your family.
You, what do you want?
A little information. What have you learned about the victims of the mutilation deaths?
What we know is that except for A.L. Kelly, they were all from a Caribbean island called Santa Prisca.
The dope capital of the Western Hemisphere? Then, would I be right in guessing that the man who tried to kill Fong were also from there?
Yeah, illegal immigrants. They took Anglo names, but they were Priscans, all right. I assume that you left them tied up outside the hospital.
My gift to the Gotham PD.
We think they're part of a citywide ring of drug pushers. I'll tell you something else. They were scared, and not of the law. I could smell the fear.
Captain, you're late for the commissioner's meeting.
Nice shine on them shoes, hey? Ah, Captain, you owe me a buck.
Keep the change.
I will.
Fear is the common denominator, Alfred. Tina Wilson was so scared she killed herself. Her brother tried too. Fear, and human sacrifice, and drugs. It doesn't quite add up yet, but it will.
Because you will make it add up.
Wait here, Alfred. I don't imagine I'll be talking to Bennett Young long. A scream! What is it?
There...
He's alive. Get a doctor.
Bye-bye.
Take it easy, Young. Help is coming.
But... man.
He said Batman!
Yes, he did. A few seconds ago, he watched a man die. It is something he has seen before. He will never get used to it. Wait here. Your friend should be along with the police. And the doctor. For all the good they'll do. I'm going to check in the ballroom. Maybe the killer is still around. Just 53 hours ago, this place was filled with glittering, laughing, men and women celebrating Dr. Madison Spurlock's triumph. The return from the wilds of Alaska with tribal artifacts never before seen by white men. Now, It is empty and filled with a quiet that seems to brood. Several of those artifacts are missing from the display case. The lance that killed Bennett Young, a bat mask, and the bow and arrows. Something behind and above him.
Freeze! You make a move and I'll blow you to kingdom come. That what you killed him with? That arrow?
If you take a very close look, officer, you might observe a lance stuck in his chest. That could conceivably be the murder weapon.
This gentleman was with us when the other gentleman died.
Well, okay, but you gotta make a statement.
I trust you used words of one syllable or less.
The cop was just doing his job, Alfred.
That fact is immensely comforting to me, Master Bruce. Do we have any further plans for today?
Yes. I have to put in an appearance at the Gotham City Athletic Club's board meeting. While I'm there, I want you to look into travel arrangements to Otter Ridge, Alaska.
Why there?
Tina, the girl who killed herself, she panicked when she saw me as the Batman. Now the bat mask is stolen, a mask that came from Otter Ridge. There has to be a connection. Before I go, I'll need to talk with Spurlock himself. Alfred? Shouldn't you be making notes on my instructions?
Why? Have we acquired stock in a paper company?
Wayne, good to see you, man.
I'm sorry. I'm terrible with names. You're?
Fisk, Carl Fisk.
Of course, the banker. How are you, Fisk?
Never better. Listen, I've expanded into real estate and I'm in a position to buy some property of yours. I'm having a little get-together tonight. Why don't you drop by and we'll discuss?
Sorry, I already have an appointment.
With something warm and cozy, eh?
It's cold. Coldest night of the year. Temperature 2 below and dropping. The cape and thermal clothing help. But still, his molars ache from the chill. He's been following Grandy Jimenez since 9. At midnight, Grandy met with some associates here at a half-completed office building. The question is why? And here comes the answer.
You got the money?
Yeah.
You got the goods?
A dope deal. No surprise. There are 5 of them.
What was that?
Where'd it go? Was a big bat?
No! Was the Batman! We in trouble!
Hey, I didn't buy no hassle with no Batman. I'm tipping. Oh!
I'm out of bullets. You got any bullets?
What have we here? Looks like some nice, fresh $100 bills. Must be 50 large in this packet alone. Grocery money, Grandy. You do remember me, don't you? You recall what happened on the hospital roof the night you tried to murder a cop? I was feeling mellow then. Now, tonight, I'm feeling mean. So if you don't tell me every little thing I might want to know, you'll be going to jail in a baggie. Believe it. It is the faintest of sounds, and he hears it a half second too late.
What happened?
Something fell on him. Must be Chubala magic. Chubala on our side. We okay? We can kill him.
He busted my nose.
Yeah, I owe him too.
The kicks hurt, but they're directed at his midsection. And he can keep them from doing real damage by tensing his muscles. And they're buying him time.
Okay, we had enough fun. Help me get him up.
I find a bullet, I'll shoot him.
Time to clear his head.
We push him over the edge.
Yeah, it's 8 stories down. That'll bust more in his nose.
His limbs tremble, and his eyes will not focus. He is not yet fully recovered, and there is no time left.
I got you.
He feels the cold of the steel cable through his gloves. If he slides down, his hands will be torn to shreds. If he doesn't, an arrow will rip into his throat. The cape is ruined, but it did the trick, Alfred. 2 tricks, in fact. It kept the arrow from doing any damage.
I would hardly call a lacerated muscle no damage, Master Bruce.
And it protected my hands as I slid down the cable.
Indeed, if you continue to involve yourself in these contretemps, our clothing bill will soon exceed the national debt, and your bandage bill will exceed that. Are you any closer to a solution?
Maybe. The last attacker, he was wearing the shaman's bat mask, so somehow the Alaskan Indians, the Otter Ridge tribe, are involved.
But these hideous human sacrifices started a year ago, before you funded Dr. Spurlock's expedition to Alaska, before he brought the mask back.
I know. It doesn't make sense yet, but there has to be a connection.
Master Bruce, what are you doing?
Spurlock's got answers. He must have. He'll give them to me, or...
Master Bruce, are you all right?
Just a little weak. Little woozy.
May I suggest that Dr. Spurlock can wait? It's nearly 5 in the morning. You've been up for 48 hours, and I believe bats sleep during the day.
Wayne, what on earth happened to you?
Absolutely ferocious game of tennis at the club yesterday. I lunged past the baseline and fell. And then, a passing waiter stumbled over me and dropped a tray of drinks on my head. A man simply isn't safe anywhere these days.
My sympathies. What can I do for you?
Actually, I have a favor to ask on behalf of my butler's niece. She's doing a term paper on primitive religions, and she can't find anything on Chubala, whatever that is.
Chubala? Oh, yes. Named for a really savage god. A vulture god. It's a cult found primarily on Santa Prisca. Its adherents believe the only way to placate the deity is to offer him human sacrifice. I have a class in a few minutes. Walk with me.
About Chubala?
There is no heaven in Chubala, only hell. If you displease the god, you spend eternity with rats in your stomach. They devour you from the inside out. When they're done, you become whole, and the process begins all over again.
How do you prevent that from happening?
By shedding enough blood. If you do, the god spares you an afterlife. You simply die. The sacrificial ritual is conducted by an avatar of the god, a priest who becomes Chubala, at least for the duration of the sacrifice.
Ghastly. Tell me, Dr. Spurlock, does this Chubala have a connection to those Alaskan Indians of yours?
Forgive me, but that question betrays an absolute ignorance of...
He sees it then. There's no point in giving chase. The killer's lead is too great.
In broad daylight, Alfred! He murdered Spurlock in broad daylight! Right in front of me! And I did nothing! I could do nothing! I was as helpless as a baby!
May I suggest you stop pacing, Master Bruce? I'm afraid you're only agitating yourself further. Not to mention what you're doing to the carpet.
That's 3 times he's put egg all over my face. I hate feeling so... so inadequate. Maybe I should just admit that he's better than me. Maybe there are hundreds more like him.
May I suggest that this self-doubt is both uncharacteristic and pointless? Verging on self-pity, perhaps? Before you abandon your nocturnal activities and resign yourself to a life of sanity, you might consider pursuing your theories. You mentioned a connection between the Chubala and the Otter Ridge tribe.
Yes. It's got to exist. Too many coincidences for it not to. Have you made travel arrangements to Alaska? I'll need to charter a plane and...
On the contrary, the area has been much developed since you were last there. Public transportation is quite adequate. The tickets and timetables are in this folder.
Okay, I'll go. I'll consider it a test. If I win, I'll continue.
And if you lose?
Who knows? Maybe I could get used to a life of sanity.
I wish you well, but I confess, I'm not certain whether that means I'm hoping for success or failure. Shall I pack this?
Yes. Put it in the false bottom of the suitcase I picked up in Cairo. Maybe it'll come in handy. Though I can't imagine how.
Fasten seatbelts, folks. We'll be landing.
Last time I was here, I came by parachute, dog sled, and boot leather.
Oh, yeah. The area's getting real built up, for sure. Local Indians are making a killing. Savages are getting rich. Hey, check out that action! There's one of them now, some kind medicine man.
Bruce has seen the man before. And he's seen the dance before. He's the shaman. The one that they say cured Bruce.
Hey man, I gotta tell you, you got flop on American Bandstand.
Here is Dane,
Los Perdido, you are police.
But what happened to him? What happened to his dignity?
Was that, pal?
Nothing.
Come, Grandfather. Come now. We must go home.
It's her. Something twists inside him. Something at once painful and elating. Hey, wait up! Do you remember me, Bruce Wayne?
You! How could I forget you? You bastard!
What did I do?
You are telling me you do not know? Get in. I will take you to a ski lodge that will rent you a room. Sent that monster Spurlock to us!
Monster? Dr. Spurlock?
You must understand, our tribe has survived because we were able to keep your world, the white man's world, at a distance. Our lives were simple, poor, and satisfying. You, Dr. Spurlock, brought all the glittering junk of what you call civilization. It was cheap and gaudy, and to some of us, very seductive. They were already doubting the old ways, but Spurlock convinced our people to abandon them entirely before they were ready. They lost the old ways, yet had nothing to put in their place.
I had no idea.
That was not the worst of it. He fed our old men and women liquor and drug, and persuaded them to tell the tribal secrets.
That's how he learned your tribe's secret lore?
Yes. We believe he put something into Grandfather's food. A truth drug. The old man cannot bear the shame. So he has become a clown, doing the sacred dances for the price of a bottle. He is losing his soul. This is how you repaid his kindness.
I didn't know.
That is no excuse! It was your money this Spurlock used! It is your responsibility! Everything! I told you we wanted nothing of your generosity! Why did you not listen?
Did Spurlock take anything back with him?
On his last night here, he stole Grandfather's medicine objects.
Including the bat mask.
That was worst of all.
Spurlock is dead. Someone in the mask killed him. Him. And at least one other.
You're talking about Spurlock's young assistant?
Yes.
I'm not surprised. I can explain.
Hey! That car! It's heading straight for us! Downward, jolting and bumping toward the dark strip of the river, he saw the door pop open, felt the sting of the wind as he tumbled out into the icy night. Then he heard the shattering of ice and the splash of the truck hitting the water. The girl and the old man, they must still be inside. For a moment, the chill is painful. But almost instantly, the pain is gone. He flails until his fingers touch metal. The truck. And he slides around the steel surface, groping for cloth. Flesh. And he reaches for the glow of the moon. A dark gleam of blood on her skin. She may already be dead. But he has no time to examine her. The old man is still in the river. Now, suddenly, he feels the wind again, and the pain returns. It's cold. Cold as the enemy. Their clothing is soaked. They're freezing. I've got to warm them. But how? Cold blots the strength, numbs the will to survive. But my suitcase, the secret compartment, the costume. He keeps a butane lighter in a belt compartment, a miniature blowtorch. Here it is. Willy Dog had once told him that beneath a rock, under the surface of the snow, you can sometimes find... Yes, some brush that's only damp, maybe dry enough. The flame is tiny, frail, the cold is fierce. He must save the flame, nurture the flame. It's alive, But are the girl and the old man? Both of them are shivering, so they must be. Wrap them in the cape. Wrap. Both of them.
Tender.
But you'll freeze.
No, I can warm from the inside.
And it seems to be true. The old man is no longer shivering, but the girl is. She's in shock, going into hypothermia. She's lost a lot of blood, and her pulse is erratic and faint. We've got to get her to a doctor. A doctor? Here, on a lonely stretch of river after midnight? With the temperature well below zero. Look, you once saved my life. 2 years ago, when I was suffering from exposure, I had pneumonia.
Yes.
Whatever you did for me, do it for her.
No, I can no longer heal. I gave away my healing power when I disgraced myself. But you know the healing story. You can tell it.
Me? I'm not a shaman. I don't have the mask or... This. You want me to put this on?
You have the mark in your eyes.
But it's absurd.
She is dying.
Okay, I'll try it. He has nothing to lose. And when the mask hides his face, he feels something surge. The raven was sick. His friend, the bat, grew long fingers with webs between them. And he fanned the sickness away from the raven. No good. I'm not even a shaman. I'm not even a doctor like my father.
Look.
Her breathing is regular. Her pulse throbs slowly, steadily. She is sleeping. She is alive. The wind stills, and the cold seems to gentle. And through the long night, Bruce Wayne inhabits a mask, pondering mysteries. He will never speak of what happened in the hours before dawn, nor will he ever quite understand it. But I figured out a lot of what's going on back in Gotham. Maybe because I finally stopped to think. Maybe for another reason. I'd like to ask you something.
I will betray no confidences.
I'm not asking you to. I just need confirmation of something I already know. 2 years ago, just before we parted, you spoke of your grandfather's curing me.
When you lay ill, he told you a story. You and the other man.
The other man? That was the fugitive who killed Willie Doggett, who tried to kill me. That was Tom Woodley. He somehow survived falling off the ledge, didn't he?
It was what you would call a million-to-one chance. He struck a lower ledge and then fell into a very deep snowdrift.
Okay. Now I guess Madison Spurlock got Woodley to help with Spurlock's dirty work. They had a falling out. Spurlock returned to Gotham and Woodley followed. Revenge. Right? Woodley killed Spurlock's assistant, and then Spurlock himself.
Is this only a guess?
Not entirely. There was the matter of using native weapons instead of a gun. Why? Maybe because the killer couldn't smuggle a gun into the city and wasn't sure how to get one once he arrived. And so he used the lance and bow he stole from Spurlock's exhibit.
You are clever.
I'm not sure about the mask, though.
Thomas Woodley is insane, but he has his own kind of faith. He was willing to help your Spurlock, but he believes the mask is sacred. He vowed to return it.
Let me get that for you. He's finished his task, so I guess he'll be coming back to Otter Ridge.
No, he has not finished his task.
Of course not. There's still the man responsible for Spurlock's crimes. There's still me.
Time's up, Mr. Wayne. Our girl needs her rest.
1 more minute, nurse. Do you remember what happened on the riverbank?
Someone told me a story. I do not betray confidences.
A gift from the Wayne Foundation. It pays for whatever my friend needs. And anything left over goes to the hospital.
Doctor, how many zeros are there in a million?
Sure you have all that, Alfred?
Indeed. The information will be waiting for you when
you change planes in Anchorage. Am I to assume you have solved everything?
No, only half of everything. I've still got to
establish the connection we discussed and end it all. Be careful, Alfred.
I shall also floss after every meal and wear my overshoes. Goodbye, Master Bruce. Odd. I was certain I'd locked this door.
Don't have to demean yourself. Here, take this money now, and I'll see you get a check every month.
No charity. but I will accept payment for another story of Bat. After Bat blew sickness away from Raven, he collected it and blew it into the nest of Vulture. Vulture went away forever.
That's all?
You have the mark in your eyes. For you, it is enough.
I wish. Anything else?
Wear the mask. Become the mask.
That's similar to something Spurlock said. Spurlock, masks, and a shaman, perverting his heritage.
Bernie, you shoulda...
Shut up, Peaches!
Here, no charity, payment for helping me see the obvious. You'll get the mask back, I promise. Alfred was as good as his word, as always. It's all here, all culled from public records. Financial information, real estate deals, even a travel agent's report on a trip to where the drugs originate. Santa Prisca. None of it would stand up in court. But I don't need that kind of proof. What I do need is a way to make the Vulture go away forever. Shouldn't be too hard for a man with the mark in his eyes. Funny, when I think of my eyes, I remember witnessing my parents' murder. Maybe that's what gave me the mark.
Fasten your seatbelts, please. We'll be landing at Gotham International.
You have telephoned Wayne Manor. Kindly leave a message after you hear the ridiculous beep.
Alfred, I'm back. But I'll be staying downtown tonight. I'll call you in the morning and let you know what's going on.
Bernie, I still think you should have reported.
Shut up, Peaches. It wasn't my fault. That ancient heap.
I saw him leaving wearing a tux, headed for the mayor's ball. No doubt. He'll be gone at least 2 hours. There are probably some guards. But they shouldn't be a problem. Easy lock. Odd. A copy of Winnie the Pooh among a lot of tomes on banking laws. Harvey Harris always said to start with the anomalies. And he was one of the best teachers I ever had. Bingo. If I ever use this gimmick, I'll pick a better book. What have we here? A bulletproof vest. And a Charterarm Snubnose 38. And here's the payoff. A ceremonial costume. Almost certainly the costume of a Chubala shaman. What else? A scrapbook. With a copy of the press release I sent out when Spurlock left for Alaska. I think I've just found my connection. This is where he got the idea of using Chubalan shamanism for his own purposes. That's why he went to Santa Prisca 2 years ago. To research the ritual. So, in a way, I'm the connection I've been searching for.
I'm telling yes, the Mets ain't got a chance.
Baloney!
Voices, guards, probably.
The Cardinals were gonna own the National League next year.
Rooster's eyeball, they are.
I'll have to return tomorrow, in broad daylight. And those guys are going to give me an entry. Though they don't know it.
You kidding me? What are they gonna do for pitching?
Augie Bush is gonna buy him pitching, is what?
They didn't hear. So?
Yeah? Who's gonna do the selling?
Who do you think? There's Cleveland. There's Detroit.
You hear something?
I ain't sure. We better check.
Oh, you caught me. You're just doing your jobs. You probably don't get paid much. You don't want to spend the rest of your lives on crutches? I hope they're not too scared to sound the alarm. It's still early. I've got time to deliver a package.
Bernie, I still think you should have reported it.
Shut up, Peaches. What's this? You've been buying stuff again? I told you, no more buying stuff. A bat? You bought a dead bat?
I don't think I bought it. Maybe it's from your mother. What's it say? I don't have my glasses.
I know what you did in Alaska. I saw the license plate on your rental car and traced it. Give yourselves up.
Bernie?
Yeah. Call the cops, Peaches.
Had some trouble last night?
Trouble? That don't say it, buddy. There was this giant bat.
Not just one giant bat. There was a lot of them.
11 of them. 11 easy.
Yeah, well, the building asked me to check things out, make security recommendations. Take a hike, will ya? Guys watching me work make me nervous.
Start with the vest. A little acid should do the trick. Next, replace those nasty bullets with some nice harmless blanks. Now, the biggie, the costume. A homing device. And a few radio-controlled explosives. Not too powerful enough to do real damage, but they will hurt. That should do it. Now I wait until he makes a move.
Okay, I'm gonna recommend a radar scan, pressure alarms on the roof, a motion detector, and a couple of infrared TV cameras. Oh, and you guys, maybe you should trade in your guns for some anti-giant bat spray, huh?
Where do you get that stuff? That spray?
We'll give Kmart a try.
You have telephoned Wayne Manor. Kindly leave a message after you hear the ridiculous beep.
I'm heading home, Alfred. See you in a few minutes. Funny. He's still not there. He almost never leaves the house, except to shop for an hour or so. It's Christmas Eve. Maybe he's gone to church. That's what normal people do on Christmas Eve. Go to church or visit family. That's what we used to do. Mom, Dad, and I. Kids singing carols. And parents waiting for them, hovering like guardian angels. I'll be on a rooftop, somewhere, waiting to risk my life. It'll be cold up there. Cold is the enemy.
Tell you what, man, we give you boss another hour. Then I cut off your pieces. Give me something to do while I'm waiting. I'm tired of waiting, man. I've been watching this place for a month, following him, seeing him put on that suit.
Of course, he never seen me. That's 'cause I'm the best. Only time I ever been beat, it was him in the mountains, 'cause I didn't figure a city boy for smart. I almost had him on that building, but he got away down the cable. I told you all this before, didn't I? You hear it again? You ain't going no place, man. Never. See, I come for this, that Spurlock. He shouldn't have stole this. But I find out this Wayne sent him. I say, good! I've been wanting to get back at this Wayne. I get my wish. I kill the kid. I kill Spurlock. Tonight, I kill Wayne. Kill you, too.
Maybe you first. He don't get here soon. You hear that? Car stopping in front is him, Wayne. He comes through this door. I put my knife in him. I put it in his throat and watch him die.
Fresh, hard snow crunches under Bruce Wayne's shoes as he moves toward the door. Unaware that the renegade Indian, Tom Woodley, waits.
He comes through this door. I put my knife in him. I put it in his throat and watch him die.
And Alfred watches, helpless.
is he? What's taken him so long?
It was the snow. There were no footprints, since Alfred hadn't answered my calls. I assumed he'd gone out. And he would have certainly taken the car. But there were no footprints leading to the garage. And the last snowfall was 15 hours ago. So, he hadn't left the house. There was another reason he hadn't picked up the phone. He's still got the knife. If I hadn't been wearing this padded disguise, I'd be bleeding now. He's as fast and powerful as ever. And he's still got the knife. Saved by the padding. Again? He's dropped it. Finally. I've won. He's outfoxed me again. And he's as fast as a deer. And since he's probably been watching the house for a month, he knows the woods in the area far better than I do. And I'd never have caught him in this ridiculous suit anyway.
Ridiculous? I think it rather fetching.
Alfred, I've got to go back downtown. I may finally put an end to the ritual murders tonight. I've broke Woodley's arm, but he's still in the neighborhood, and he's still dangerous. So, I want you to take the rolls. Check into a motel someplace at least 50 miles away, and stay there.
I would rather not, Master Bruce.
I'm afraid I've got to insist.
Bruce, that person overpowered me as though I were an infant. He bound me, insulted me, humiliated me. Allow me the dignity of not running, of spending Christmas Eve in my own home.
Be careful.
Of course. You have discovered the identity of the Chubalan shaman?
Thanks in part to the information you supplied, yes.
May I inquire as to who he is?
Carl Fisk, the banker. I should have seen it much earlier than I did. When I jumped into the drug deal at the half-built skyscraper, nobody interrupted us. There are always guards at construction sites. Somebody must have called them away that night. Somebody who didn't want the deal observed. Since it was Fisk's project, he was the logical candidate. Then there was the money the dealer was carrying. Nice new bundles of large bills. The kind of bundles bankers use. I knew that 2 years ago, when all this began, Fisk was near bankruptcy. Yet, he recently offered to buy a big chunk of Wayne real estate. How had his fortunes improved so dramatically? Alfred learned that he'd not acquired any legitimate sources of financing, and that he'd visited Santa Prisca, where the drug trade originated. Conclusion: Fisk had taken control of the Santa Priscan narcotics operation, and was using his bank to launder the profits. But he needed a way to control his dealers and runners. So he adopted the guise of what those dealers and runners fear most: a Chubalan shaman. And brought the hideous ritual of human sacrifice to Gotham City.
Where did you find him?
On the street.
An ordinary citizen. Good. Excellent. It is proper that tonight, when the non-believers celebrate innocence, we offer such a man to the god. You have done well. Assembled Brotherhood. At midnight, the gift
tracer I put in Fisk's robes is broadcasting. He's moving. And the signal is coming from this direction. The river area. Figures. There's a lot of urban redevelopment happening here. And that means there are a lot of empty buildings, which a banker like Fisk would know about. Like that one. I somehow think those men entering it aren't Santa's elves. So, the story that began with poor Tina's suicide is finally about to end. I wish there were some way I could check to see if this transmitter is working, and that the charges I put in Fisk's clothing are still intact. If they aren't, the ending may be an unhappy one for me. It would be easy to call in Gordon and the SWAT team, but most of Fisk's men would be back on the streets in a few days, and Fisk himself can afford good lawyers. If my stunt works, Fisk's own weapons, fear and superstition, will destroy him.
It is time. Time to trade. An eternity of torment for the peace of Oblivion.
Okay, now the transmitter. Chubala is a fool. Chubala is a god of old women and small children. The other gods laugh at this Chubala.
Wait a minute, I will check this out.
The other gods call his priests weaklings.
Get him!
You are the servant of a powerful god. Then, priest of Chubala, strike me yourself! I dare you, priest of Chubala. Strike me! Or be known for the pathetic, cowardly thing you are.
Heard about.
Yes, the Batman.
You think this one's strong? Then see him kneel and cringe. You think him invincible? Then see his blood.
The vest. He cut through the Kevlar vest.
Please, please, don't hurt me!
Hear him plead. Hear him whine. Hear him grovel. This is what you have chosen to serve. That I am watching you. Every one of you. Forever. Find a cop. Tell him I'll deliver the serial killer to Gordon in a few hours.
What are you?
A marked man. Get out of here. You'll record a confession. It won't stand up in court, but it will give the cops enough information to make a case that will. Then you'll tell me where you've hidden your merchandise. Everywhere it's hidden.
I had to do it, you see. I had to. I would have lost everything. Everything I worked for. It wasn't fair to lose it all. I had to have the money, you see. Or I would have been poor.
I take no joy in what I've done to you. Don't change my mind.
So, what do you think?
I don't think. I just call in.
Hit all the places you said, Captain. And sure enough, we found drugs in every one of them.
Very good, Sergeant. Now, one more item. In the morning, get a warrant and go to Carl Fisk's bank. I forget what it's called. You'll find 30 kilos of cocaine in his personal safe deposit box.
How do you know all this?
I could say a little bird told me, but it was more like a large flying mammal.
Fisk is finished, and if we're lucky, so is Gotham's drug problem. At least for now.
The acid you put on his bulletproof vest weakened it sufficiently, I assume.
Enough for the sword to penetrate, but it still protected him from the explosives.
And that is his weapon?
Yes. When he got desperate, he fired it at me, but this doesn't make sense. I put blanks in it. Now it's full of live rounds. He must have reloaded.
His aim was faulty?
That has to be the answer. Has to be.
You do not sound convinced.
The only other explanation is I was wearing a mask. And that's no explanation at all. One task remains. I've got to find Woodley. It isn't difficult. There has been no fresh snowfall. And the Renegade's footprints are plain. Some of them are tinged with a faint reddish-brown stain. He's bleeding. They lead from the grounds of the estate into the surrounding woods. After an hour, he stops, and for a moment listens to the crackle of frost and the hiss of wind. Then he calls.
Woodley! Tom! Woodley!
Cold is your enemy, Tom. If you stay out here, the cold will kill you. You're injured, exhausted, starving.
I won't hurt you. I won't give you to the white man's law either.
I'll take you to where you will be tried and punished properly. I'll take you home.
On the mountain, city boy. I couldn't kill you. Old Willie died easy enough. But not you. Should have seen you for what you are. Should have seen the bat in you then. Should have seen the shaman. Save me a lot of grief. This, it's yours. I never should have wore it.
I'll get you help.
Past help. The fight last night. You throw me. I fall on my knife. Cold ain't my enemy, Batman. Cold's my friend. I live with Cold a long time.
Is there anything I can do for you?
Tell me a story.
I don't know any stories, Tom. At least, none that are appropriate. And even if I did, I don't think you'd really want to hear them. Once, maybe. Before you befriended the Cold. But not now. Instead, I'll just say some simple words I learned as a child. Rest in peace.
Want to take the controls for a while, Mr. Wayne?
Sure.
You look like you know what you're doing.
I got my ticket when I was 18. Qualified on jets a year later.
I gotta tell you, having that dead body back in the cargo compartment is a little spooky. He's a redskin, right? A man named Woodley. What's all the other stuff I saw him loading?
Some artifacts. They were on loan.
Speaking of redskins, you hear the one about the Indian chief walks into a bar with a six-shooter, a cat, and a bucket of manure? He goes up to the bar. Yeah, well, it isn't real funny anyway.
I've been searching everywhere for you. You and your grandfather.
You're too late. We buried him on Otter Ridge last week. For what it's worth, he died sober.
I'm sorry.
Don't be. His time had come.
I lied to the press. I said the story Spurlock told. The bat story. I said it was a lie. Something Spurlock made up.
I suppose I should be grateful, but you missed the point, Mr. Wayne. The act of telling it to a stranger was the problem. Once that was done, it was done. nothing could change it.
May I walk with you?
I don't mind.
There is a question, and I don't have the words. Look, you don't know me. Not very well, but I want to...
get better acquainted? Company?
Yes.
Poor, poor Mr. Bruce Wayne. You are struggling, aren't you? Telling yourself you're the rich man from Gotham who might get married. Have a family. That's not what you are.
You're saying no.
You don't really have to ask. In a moment, I will leave you and I will never see you again. But first, listen to me. Something marked you, wounded you, when you were a child. You have a choice. Either let go of it or use it. Stop fighting, surrender, and let its power transform you.
I guess that means wearing a mask.
Much more. It means becoming the mask. But the choice was made years ago. You know that.
Now I do. I want to give you this, the mask.
Keep it.
After Bat blew the sickness away from Raven, he collected it and took it to the nest of Vulture.